All right, good morning, everybody. Today is Tuesday, June 30th, 2015. And this says, before the first couple of jewels here on UCY.TV, happy Tuesday. It's 64 degrees and mostly cloudy and wet, damp, and cold here in upstate New York. I don't think I'm going to have a chance to see it tonight, but if anybody is paying attention to the sky tonight, and I think it's right around dusk. Actually, if you give me just a second, maybe I can make my fingers do the walking. I think it is right at sunset, beginning of dusk today. First time in over 2,000 years we see a double star in the sky. Yeah, just after sunset, Jupiter and Venus are going to come together in this massive conjunction. And they'll look like this massive glowing planet tonight. So if anyone has a clear sky, I think you look toward the moon, looking west. Toward where the sun was. Looking west at 9 p.m. Eastern on June 30th, you should be able to see the Jupiter-Venus conjunction. And it'll look like a big glowing star. I've seen it in a couple nights. It's been going on this whole end of the month where they've been getting closer and closer every night. But, it's supposed to culminate tonight. So anyway, anybody who gets to see it, see if you can get some pictures. I was able to get some off my phone, which was amazing. Of course, it just looks like two little dots in the sky. But anyway, so where did we leave off yesterday? We titled the show. Actually, the show ended up with two titles. The first title was Global Trade Agreements Screwing Us So Many Ways Forever. But then I was like, I talked about more than global trade agreements. So I tried to change it. And once you put it in, YouTube doesn't let you change it. So I did change it, but it has two titles. It was titled then the second time, TPP, Church Facial Recognition and New Blood Robots. Remember, we talked about those little self-assembling robots are going to put into your blood that form corkscrews and clean out your arteries. I'm so excited. But where I think we're going to continue today, I do have a whole bunch of more mad science gone man. I actually have this really scary story that we're going to read about that I ran across, and I guess there were some documents that were released out of one of the universities in California. But they published it in Discover Magazine, which is what I couldn't even believe, that shows an experiment, and it was fully detailed in California, where our own U.S. Navy sprayed the entire population of San Francisco and the surrounding areas with some sort of pathogen to simulate germ warfare. People really got sick. And I know I had read a few stories about things happening in California back in those days where they were spraying stuff to people who were unaware. But this was pretty detailed, so we might look at that a little bit later as well. But probably one of the things I want to mention right now is, of course, we have all this chaos that's been going on. The Confederate flag, you know, everybody, you just, like we've talked about, okay, don't fall for any of this. You know, if you listen to Brandon Turbeville, you will understand that a lot of this division is George Soros funded. This is what he calls the color revolutions. And it is all about divide and conquer, get us at each other's throats so none of us are paying attention to the agenda that they're ramrodding through in different locations. And it's not just one, it's many. I mean, it's coming from every direction right now. If you take a look at what's happened in the last week, it's just, I feel like I'm in a blender, and add to that, you know, summer vacation. So now I have, I have to be cruise director during the day and try and run the network and do everything else that comes along with it and try and get a show together. And by the way, Fast the Goldfish was dead this morning. Oh, I'm not laughing. But talk about catastrophe. So my whole morning was tears. We had him buried in the backyard. So that, again, trying to prepare for a show with tears and dead goldfish is very difficult. But hey, don't worry about it. We're troopers. Yes, we had Fast the Dead Goldfish. But what's really important today is some of what now you see them setting up As all of this crazy is going on everywhere, we know that Greece, right? Greece has now shut down their banks, shut down the ATMs. I saw a story this morning where they were only going to let them have $67, I think it said, a day. I mean, I don't know. I could live on $67 a day pretty easy. If you had maybe a family of four or six, that might be a little more difficult. But I'm not very extravagant. And when I was in college, I managed to live on like $20 a week and just make big pots of, you know, I used to call it my chicken stuff, just chicken and lots of vegetables and a little bit of sauce or whatever, and eat the same thing every day for a week. It's the way it works, you know, especially if you don't have any money. At least it's nutritious. But yeah, $67 a day and everybody's screaming and, you know, they don't know where the money's going to come from. But now, of course, the stock markets, I saw a clip this morning, the stock markets have now tanked. And it really, it was only a 300-point drop. So personally, you know, I don't know, with the levels that it's at right now, that's not so big. If that continues on a daily basis, it might cause some major problems. But of course, a 300-point drop causes people to panic. When people panic, they start pulling money out. When people start pulling money out, you start having a shortage of funds in the financial system, and then they start locking things down. And so I know people yesterday, there were a few of us in chat, and people yesterday like, oh, I don't see how the Greek crisis could affect us. Maybe not directly, but yes, if any type of orchestrated crisis can become even a bigger crisis if they want it to be. And by putting out news items like, oh, the stock market crashed, and oh, people are starting to panic, and oh, it that in and of itself could cause us some major problems. So let's play this just so I can get this out of the way, because then there's something coming on the tails of this. As this is all happening, remember, the Confederate flag is still going on. I saw another story this morning about the flag is still flying, you know, despite the fact that some woman climbed up and took it down at one of the state houses. I believe it's South Carolina. They have to do a full vote to be able to take that down. You know, we now have all of these monuments getting spray painted and vandalized with Black Lives Matter. But remember the whole Black Lives Matter thing. You know, that's the one thing that gets me. I have friends from every walk of life, and you guys know me. I mean, I'm all about all for one and one for all. But the thing is, to be able to divide us by color, by race, by religion, which is something that I wasn't brought up. I wasn't brought up that way, okay? I wasn't brought up to see differences because of imaginary lines. I mean, like I've said before, there are good people and there are assholes. And it doesn't matter. Assholes are freely distributed across every religion, color, and country. And it doesn't matter to me where you're from or, you know, what your upbringing was. If you're a cool person, you're a cool person. I like to learn about different cultures and different upbringings and different ways of life. But the fact that this Black Lives Matter became a black versus white issue really disturbs me, because it's not. It was all about police brutality. And there are just as many, maybe not on a statistical scale, but recently, remember, white American males are the number one target now that the FBI and Department of Homeland Security are watching out for, because they are the terrorists, more dangerous than ISIS. And that's what the mainstream told us. So it must be true. Just remember that. So we have these monuments, Black Lives Matter, spray painted all over them. And I mean, whatever the history was, it was a part of American history. You can't just go erasing history because all of a sudden now you're, you know, politically correct. And like we said, in the many times we've talked about this, and I have so exhausted this, I don't want to talk about it anymore, but the distraction needs to be pointed out, because I am still hearing hosts like falling into the trap and talking about the division and how they're on their side. Well, it's not about being on anybody's side. It's about being on our side, the side of the people, regardless of what walk of life you're in.